Chapter 9, Burning the Black Thread.
The antelope pulled out the thin black thread from the golden net ever so carefully, so as not to tear it. Her heart felt that the black thread must be in its complete length, so she pulled it carefully from the golden net wrapped around the beautiful pink diamond with the love of her fourth green chakra of the heart. She was certain that in this particular thread hides a dark curse. The baby elephant, the white baby elephant, usually clumsy in his step, stood firmly on the earth and helped her from above, carefully to spin the black thread onto his trunk. He was in the chakra of air, the throat chakra of the sky, and he did everything with lightness, with such ease. The antelope thought to herself, "So, when will this thread end?" And just as she had this thought, she saw the end of the black thread her and baby elephant had tirelessly pulled out from the weave of the golden net. "Baby elephant, baby elephant, that's it, we did it, our task is finished. Now I will close my eyes, and my heart will tell me what to do next. I always do this, baby elephant. And meanwhile, you can hold the spun thread on your trunk." Our antelope closed her eyes, and immediately her heart told her to burn this black thread. "Thank you, my heart," thought the antelope. "Baby elephant, I'd like to carefully take the wound black thread from you and hand it over, down to the third chakra, the chakra of fire. There lives my friend the ram, and he stands on a triangle that points downward." It's the yellow chakra of the stomach, and I haven't been there in so long. I'll bring him this black thread, and he will burn it for me. The antelope carefully pulled the black thread wound on the baby elephant's trunk and went off to visit the third chakra, to her friend the ram.
"Who's there?"
"Just me, the antelope. Please, could you help me burn this black thread?"
"Why?" asked the ram.
"It's very important. I'll tell you later. Within it lies an evil curse."
"Okay, I agree, but help me ignite the fire."
"We've ignited the fire. Now carefully lower the thread into it." "And now the whole thread is inside the fire. I can't see it anymore." "Now let's extinguish the fire and we'll see what happened," said the antelope. It burned. It vanished into the pit of ashes. Oh, I have to hurry, she remembered. Thanks a lot for your help, Ram. I'm going to now return to my green heart chakra. And there, I want to check what happened. I need to know if our deed affected my three favorite antelopes. The ones found behind the golden net. I want to look at them into their eyes and see if they came back to life or not. And she ran. This is my chakra, my pink diamond that's found inside of the green one. And here's the golden net. And here are my three antelopes. I'll look at them into their eyes and what will happen? Will they come back to life? Will they finally come back?